Joined with now a three-time gold medalist, Marshall Froh of Scott City, winning the 6A boys high jump here. Congratulations there, Marshall. We're watching the Bishop Carroll pole vaulter here in the process. But this one you talked about with me a little bit ago here. It was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, Adam, I mean, this was definitely something I was not expecting coming into the meet, but it was something I was definitely going for, you know. And Coach Dirks did a great job coaching me through the meet here, and he's done a great job coaching me all 4 years. So,
you haven't worked a lot on high jump this year just because of injuries and whatnot, but you hadn't hit 6'6", and you hadn't hit 6'6" at state till the right time. Just go through your day here today.
You know, the day was a day of nerves, but it was also a great day. Pole vault went great. All of those Scott City pole vaulters did great over there. The hurdles went just as planned, and, you know, I'm just glad God got me through the day all right, and I'm thankful for the great, family and friends we've got supporting me, and a great team and great coaches. So,
well, three state gold medals here today, and hopefully a team title that puts you guys in a pretty good spot, hopefully. And can you believe that the career has come to an end in high school?
You know, I wish it wouldn't, but I guess that's the way it has to go. And, you know, I've really enjoyed my time at Scott City, and I wouldn't have rather done it anywhere else. So.
And now to South Dakota to be a Kyo vaulter, huh? Congratulations.
Thank you, Adam.